Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week, we turn to the world of music. Her name is Stephanie Chow. Welcome, Stephanie. Thank you so much for coming by China America Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Let's tell the audience a little bit about you. I know that you have an event coming up, which we're going to be talking about. And obviously, as a performer, you have multiple events coming up in the future. But let's dig a little bit more into the background of Stephanie. So tell us a little bit about where you were born, where you grew up, your family.
Okay, I was born in Irvington, New York, which is a small town in Westchester. My mother grew up in Taiwan, and she came to New York when she was about 21. And then my dad is from Philadelphia, but his parents are originally from Hong Kong and Shandong. So I grew up in Westchester, but I learned Chinese before English, and my parents would, mostly my mother, but my parents would speak to me in Chinese, and then I learned English later on, maybe just before kindergarten, and then subsequently went to Chinese school on every Saturday morning, which I'm sure many, many fellow ABCs are familiar with.
It's something a lot of folks can identify with. Did your parents struggle over between mom and dad, between Mandarin and Cantonese?
No, actually, my mom only speaks Mandarin, and nobody in my family speaks Cantonese. So, okay. And my dad speaks Mandarin as well. Yeah. So I learned Mandarin from the start. I have a younger sister who same thing.
Other than the language, were there any other Chinese cultural influences in your growing up years?
Yeah, definitely. My mother played the guzheng for a long time, and so we listened to, riding around in the car, she'd play us guzheng music all the time, and some Chinese pop, but mostly traditional, mostly traditional Chinese instrumental music. My grandparents lived with us for a while, and they loved watching Peking Opera and other sort of Chinese-American TV shows. Like, I remember watching the entire series of the Maxine Hong Kingston narrated Journey to the West series and stuff like that when I was a kid.
Did they steer you into traditional Chinese music, or did they steer you into your peer group American music when you were young?
As far as listening, we listened to some traditional stuff, some classical music, and also a lot of classic rock. My dad especially loved classic rock, and both of my parents loved, I guess, easy listening music from the 70s and the 80s. So I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel and Linda Ronstadt and Carole King, alongside with, the Beatles, and then also traditional zither music and other Chinese opera and stuff like that. So it's kind of all mixed together.
Well, we'll crank the crank here and let the jack out of the box and tell everybody that you are actually a saxophone performer and a jazz saxophone performer at that. Where did that epiphany come from?
Where did that come from? So I started playing piano when I was about five, all classical piano through until the end of high school. And I started saxophone at age 10, also classical saxophone. And I loved classical saxophone. Not a lot of people know about that style of saxophone playing.
Exactly. Yeah, saxophone's not the orchestral instrument that jumps to the front of the line.
Right. But that's what I started out with, and I absolutely love it. And I didn't really learn about jazz until kind of later in high school. And then I went to Columbia University, where I studied in their jazz program as well. And it actually wasn't until, strangely, it wasn't until I spent a semester abroad in Beijing between my sophomore and junior year of college, where I spent a lot of time. I was supposed to be studying Chinese, which I did. But then at night, I would spend time playing with the local musicians there. And it was the first time I had ever experienced, well, Chinese musicians playing jazz, or their version of jazz, in the very small Beijing jazz scene. But also, it was the first time I had really played music for people that didn't speak English before. Mm-hmm. And I felt just such a power of music moment. And so after that summer, when I came back, I was just really sort of transformed. I was mesmerized with the idea that, music really is a universal language.
Did you jump into the saxophone right away, or did you dabble in the whole reed section?
I started on alto saxophone, and I pretty much stayed with that. I've played soprano a little bit here and there, but I never really doubled with anything else.
So tell us, fast forward, you went to school, you just mentioned about Columbia, and beyond that, when did becoming a professional performer hit?
I didn't think of trying to do that until the middle of college, and I didn't really pursue that until after college. So I guess it was later than for most people, and certainly my cultural background, my parents were not so happy with that.
What were you going to be when you grew up, according to them?
Well, I'm not sure. My dad's a doctor, and I studied math at Columbia. So I think they thought that I was, and I think we all thought that I was going to do sort of something generally related to mathematics. But I knew that in math, going for a PhD in academia, that wasn't really for me. So then when I decided to pursue music, you know, it caused a huge uproar. But
there are people who make a connection between math and music.
Oh, yeah, which I do in some of my other music, maybe not what's going to be featured on this upcoming show. But
are you a composer as well as performer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how did that come? Did you sit down in front of a blank sheet of paper one day and decided that you wanted to create something else? Did you hear the melody in your head and put it down?
Sure. Well, let's see. I started composing at the end of high school, but those were mostly singer-songwriter type of songs. And then in college, I started trying to write jazz songs, stuff for small ensemble. But the idea of combining my early childhood Chinese influences with world music and jazz and all of the influences I have from pop and classical music, I didn't really have that idea until I started working on my most recent recording, which probably was in 2010 or 2011.
It's not uncommon for jazz performers to work with a multitude of musicians in a multitude of configurations, whether it's quartets, quintets, trios, duos, whatever. Is that sort of how you felt your way through the music business, was working with a lot of different people to kind of figure out what you like best?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I tried to work with as many different people as possible in as many different contexts as possible. I took on a lot of, or as many as I could, sideman gigs as well as, stuff with my band as a leader. I found my voice working on this most recent recording, and also a group of people that I felt I had a connection with beyond just, okay, let's try to make something happen for this show or that show, like a musical partners.
Well, you have a CD in your hand. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your recording project. When did you decide to do it? And are all the songs yours, or some of the material more familiar things from other composers?
Oh, sure, yeah. So I'll give you my most recent album is called Asymptote, which is a reference to a mathematical object.
You want to spell that for our listeners?
Yeah, Asymptote, Asymptote.
Of course.
And that's, so that's my third album. I've done a couple of instrumental things before this. So the tracks on here are a mix of some stuff in Chinese, some in English, and some instrumental. Some are originals, some are arrangements. So I'll just give you a brief overview. There's a version of Kang Ding Qing Ge, Kang Ding Love Song, a version of Eating Grapes, which is based on a very well-known Mandarin tongue twister. So I did an improvisation with my drummer on the tongue twister. I did an arrangement of Ren Liang Dai Biao Wo De Xin, which was made famous by Teresa Tang in the 70s, In the Moon You'll See My Heart. And that one I did a translation and a reharmonization, so that's in English. Asymptote is an original. It's a metaphor between people and an asymptote, which is when two lines or curves get infinitely close together but never touch. Penelope is an original song in English about Odysseus and Penelope, and so Odysseus's 20-year-long journey to come home to her. There's a track called General's Command, which is an arrangement of a traditional Chinese piece called Jiang Jun Ling, and it's a pretty famous, I think, in its orchestral version, but I first heard it performed by Wang Changmin on Solo Zither. There's some improvisational tracks. Quiet Night Thought is an arrangement of the Li Bai poem Chuang Tian Ming Yue Guang. Then I also did a version of a not as well-known limerick, but it's called Making Tofu. And I learned it from one of my babysitters who was Malaysian. But from what I understand, it's a Chinese-based thing. I've asked a lot of people if they know it, but nobody seems to have heard of it. But it's a limerick about making tofu.
Let's pick one or two tracks and give our audience a treat here. Which one would you like to give them a minute or two of to start off?
Let's start with Eating Grapes. So
now the grapes have all been eaten. let's pick another track and give them another sample, something a little maybe different than that in style.
Okay, sure. So since that one was just voice and drums, here's my version of Kang Ding Ching Ge, which is for my full band. Da, 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 da.
山上一朵溜溜的云游，满关溜溜的照在康定，溜溜的城游，月亮弯弯，康定溜溜的城游。 Let's talk about the event you have coming up on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th at Flushing Town Hall. Flushing Town Hall loves to do jazz items. They, of course, also love featuring a lot of Asian and Chinese performers along the way. They got two for the price of one this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they also like to do a lot of mashup stuff where they cross-culturize things. Tell us about the event coming up on May 5th, Flushing Town Hall.
Well, it's part of the Global Mashup series, and my band's going to play one set, and then a reggae band is going to play another set, and I think it's Owen Romeo's Tribal Legacy, and then after that we're going to sort of meet and play together for a few minutes, so we'll see what happens there. We're all looking forward to it.
Have a chance also to speak to the audience and interact a little bit? Normally
that. Yeah, definitely. And I interact with the audience a lot during my shows, too. I explain each piece, and we have some audience participation, and so... Yeah.
Well, for folks who are interested in information about that, just go to flushingtownhall.org and visit their website. You can get tickets for the event there. And we look very much forward to seeing you at that event. Are you pretty busy throughout the rest of the year? What's your travel and performance schedule generally like?
I'm mostly based in New York. After this show, we have a couple of small things for this band that's going to be playing there. But since we just released the record, Asymptote, I'm actually about to start working on a new commission, which was funded by the American Composers Forum. And it's going to be a musical exploration of Chinese comfort women from World War II. So that's going to be a project that's probably going to be debuted either later this year or early next year.
Sounds like a fascinating project. Mm-hmm. Keep us in mind when you have new things coming up.
We'll
welcome you back on your own to talk about stuff that's going on. Now that we've howdied and shook, we know all about each other, and you're more than welcome to become a regular here on China America Radio. Thank you very much. Our guest is Stephanie Chow. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.